If you would, go ahead and hold your place there in Psalm 42. What a great psalm Psalm 42 is. My lesson today is titled, Yearning for God in the Midst of Pain. Yearning for God in the Midst of Pain. The psalm heading says, To the Chief Musician. It's a contemplation of the sons of Korah. The sons of Korah were responsible for leading God's people in song in the temple. The psalms are meant to be sung. And the way that the book of Psalms is put together, we have 150 psalms, but you have five books. Book one is from Psalm 1 to Psalm 41. Book two is Psalm 42 to 72. Book three is 73 to 89. Book 4 is 90 to 106, and Book 5 is 107 to 150. So you have these different books, these different categories of songs, of psalms, and they were sung at different times during the year, different feasts during the year. For example, the Hallels, for example, Psalm 113 to 118, that was sung at Passover. So they were responsible for leading God's people in song in the temple. Now this psalm, I believe, clearly reveals a very depressed person. And isn't it good to know that depression is normal? It is. It's normal for people to get down. Now, it's not normal to stay down, all right? But it is normal to get down. We all get down. Life throws many curveballs at us. Sometimes we suffer bouts of depression. When a mate dies or when our health begins to fail, we go through a period where we're down. We're just not up anymore, and we just don't know how to bring ourselves back up to where we used to. There are times when we can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. And if we do, then it's a train. The psalmist's circumstances as we read this psalm are very, very oppressing. Look at verse 3. My tears have been my food day and night while they continually say to me, Where is your God? So the psalmist says, my food has been my tears day and night. Look at verse 10. In verse 10 he says, as with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Where is your God? He is being taunted by his enemies. And so the psalmist is extremely depressed. In verse 5, he says, Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him. In verse 6, he says, O my God, my soul is cast down within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, and from the hill of Mizar. And then verse 11, Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. What I want you to see here is this psalmist is fighting for hope. He's fighting for hope, all that is within him. He's saying to God, I will praise you again. I will get to that place, but I'm not there yet. But I will get there. Verse 5, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted with me? Hope in God. Notice, for I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance. And so he's fighting for hope. He knows he's going to get back to the place where he is worshiping God as he used to. He's just not there now. And so the psalm ends. And how does it end? How does this psalm end? It ends with a dark night of the soul. That's how it ends. It ends with him still being depressed. Life is still not good. Verse 11, why are you cast down? Oh, my soul, why are you disquieted within me? And so clearly, he is a very depressed person. Now, how do you deal with depression? How do we get through these moments when we are yearning for God in the midst of very intense pain? Let me give you six things that will help you. Six things. Number one, it's okay to ask God why. It's okay to ask God why. Look at verse 9. I will say to my God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? It is okay to ask God, why is this happening? Why am I going through what I am going through? There's nothing wrong with asking these questions. There's nothing wrong with saying, God, where are you? I think the psalmist is wondering, God, are you on vacation? Have you taken a trip? Where are you? I want you to notice, you'll see this throughout the Psalms. For example, Psalm 10, verse 1 says, why do you stand afar off, O Lord, and why do you hide in times of trouble? Psalm 13, 1, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? And so you see throughout the Psalms where people are disappointed. And they're asking God, God, why is this happening and where are you and why aren't you helping me in my circumstances? This is a normal human reaction. When life is hard, this is what we do. And by the way, please don't tell people who are going through a bout of depression and life is hard, don't tell them, you know, just buck up and endure it and get over it and move on with your life. Please don't do that. Because all you will do is add to their pain. You will just simply add to their heartache. In Job 26:6, Job's friends, after sitting there with Job for a week and said nothing, and then they started lecturing him, and Job responds and says, please don't lecture me in my pain. When we're in pain, when we're dealing with bouts of depression, we don't want to lecture. And we don't want to hear people say it. Just get over it and just move on with your life. That's easier said than done. When you're experiencing a dark night of the soul, it's hard. It's difficult. But it's okay to ask God why. It's not wrong to ask him why. You're not holier by not asking him why. So I think asking God why is a good thing. And I think we do ask that question. I do. I think pretty much most of us ask this question when life gets hard. Why God? And sometimes you don't always know the reason. Other than we know that God is growing us up. We know that we're developing spiritually through all the trials and difficulties we go through, because that's what the Bible clearly teaches. James, Peter, many, many passages in the Bible. Secondly, you need to affirm God's love for you even if you don't feel it, even if you're not experiencing that love you might feel. Because, see, pain can blind you to God's love. When we're hurting, it's hard to see that God loves us. But if you remember, that's what the Hebrew writer talks about in Hebrews 12 when he talks about the discipline of God. Discipline is hard. Discipline is painful. And it's hard when we're going through these moments in life. It's really hard to feel that God loves us because we feel like we have been let down. So you need to affirm his love. In verse 8, He says, the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. His song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. Verse 5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I will yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. And the same thing, and then verse 7. In verse 7 he says, deep calls to deep at the noise of your waterfalls, and all your waves and billows have gone over me. Think about being out at sea, and you know, you're just barely hanging above the top of the water, and yet these waves, these breaking over you, and you get a, just as you get a breath of air, here comes another wave of water, and it's just rushing over you, and it's wave after wave after wave. And sometimes that's how life feels. So if you have, some of you have suffered much, so much so that pain has been your companion in life. You know what I'm talking about this morning. You've experienced this. So I think we need to affirm God's love. We need to tell ourselves, God loves us over and over and over again. Because you're going to have moments when you're going to doubt that God loves you. Because if He did, why would He allow this? And this sometime can be the death of a child. It can be the death of a mate. It can be your health goes completely south. There's a lot of things that could happen. I'm not talking about stubbing a toe. I'm talking about more difficult things in life. But there's a third thing that we need to do. And we need to sing to God in our pain. Verse 8. The Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. His song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. Singing in our pain is powerful. And I believe that one of the reasons that God gives us music, gives us worshiping and song, is because it is powerful. And it does what no other act of worship does. Singing reaches the deepest recesses of your being. It gets to the core of who you are. And there are a lot of things that don't do that. You know, you can hear people singing, you know, and people kind of just tapping or whatever, you know, and head bobbing a little. I've never seen that when I was preaching. I've never seen anybody while I'm preaching just, that doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. I've seen this, you know, but I've not seen the other. And so song is powerful. Song is powerful. It gets deep inside and it brings joy and it brings happiness. It can also bring sadness and sorrow, but it's a powerful, powerful act of worship that will help us in these dark times. Mike Cope, when his daughter Megan died, and he talked about going through a dark night of the soul. And he says, it wasn't any scripture that brought him out. It wasn't a good brother or sister that came along and encouraged him. That's not what helped him. What helped him and what helped him pull through and get over what the deep depression he was going through was a song. And it was the song, "It is well with my soul," and it is the exact words, "Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." You see, God teaches us, no matter what we're going through, no matter how hard and difficult life is, He has taught us that it's well. It is well with my soul. No matter how difficult life is, it is well. And it was that song. And that's what pulled him out of that pit of depression. And it may be, that might be the very thing that will pull you out. But singing will mess with your emotions. You can't sing without being joyful. You just can't. You just can't. And so it will help you learn to sing what the psalmist did. And then number 4, talk to yourself. Verse 5, that's what he's doing in many of these verses. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? What's he doing? He's talking to himself. Talking to yourself can be so helpful. You see, when you talk to yourself, it's very therapeutic. In counseling, when someone is working through a tough time, we call that processing. It's processing. And this is how you work through stuff. You process. You talk to yourself, and you ask yourself, what's going on? Why is this going on? And all of that conversation is helping you understand what's going on, why it's going on, and what God is doing in the midst of all of that. It's extremely helpful, talking to yourself. I don't know about you, but I think most people do when life is hard. You know, whether we look in a mirror or we're just sitting on the couch or laying on our bed, we talk to ourselves. And we have a conversation. And this conversation is powerful, and it will help you. Because what you're doing is you're trying to understand what's happening. And little by little by little, you're working through it. That's what's happening. So you are processing, processing. Processing is the way that you work through stuff. You don't work through stuff by just clamming up and not talking about it. That's not how you work through stuff. And then number five, worship God in the midst of pain. Now, many have grown up with a very shallow view of worship, and they don't understand the significance of worship. Coming together like this in this place is very important for the believer in Jesus. And I hope that you're not one of those who think that, well, coming together like this is just a religious tradition. That's all that it is. It's not that important. Let me remind you that God is here. And people move from life or from death to life here. Saints are made stronger here. People are prayed for here. We commune with Jesus here. God receives our praises here. Worship is important. And a lot of neat stuff happened in the midst of worship. You want to work through pain? You want to work through tough times? Worship. Worship will help you. All these acts, and God is moving and working. It's a time to have God pray for you and what you're going through. You can get through it. This is such a powerful, powerful moment for God's people. If we just knew what this hour was about. It's not about punching a card. So much happens in this place. God is moving. And then number six. Pursue God with all your energy. I'm glad we sung the song as the deer. Verse 1 says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. He wants to see the face of God. He wants to worship God again like he's done in the past. He said, I want you so badly, God, that it's compared to the deer panting for the water brooks. The way the deer yearns for the water brooks, I yearn for you, O God. This reminds me, too, of Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Let me ask you, when was the last time you yearned in your heart for God like this? Like the deer is panting for the water brooks. Does this describe you? Is this your heart yearning for God? I hope and pray that it is. Because God will help you come out on the other side of your dark night of the soul, whatever it is that you're going through, God will be there to help you through. And so we've observed from Psalm 42, six ways that we can be helped in our depression when life is hard. Number one, ask God why. Number two, affirm God's love even if you're not feeling it. 3, sing in your pain. 4, talking to yourself. 5, worshiping God in your pain. And 6, pursuing God with all of your energy and your might. Maybe you're going through a tough time. Maybe life is really difficult for you right now. Just know you're not alone, that God is present. The Bible says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so God will never run out on us. He will never abandon us. God is always present, and He's present right now. You may not feel it because of the pain you're going through, but just know He's there and know that He wants to help. And we would love to pray with you about whatever you're going through. And so this morning, if you're going through a difficult time and you need help, please come and let us pray with you. Let us encourage you. Let us support you. Let us do all that we can do to help you through the time you're going through. Whatever your need is, make it known as we sing.